If you are a public figure and you want a good measuring stick as to whether or not you're doing something right, look no further than woke Twitter. If something you say pisses off woke Twitter, if it gets a negative reaction from anti-Americans like Jemele Hill, if something you say gets this type of negative reaction from people like Jemele Hill, then you are doing something right. You are on the right path. Sage Steele has made more headlines in the past 5 or 6 days, pissing off emotional woke Twitter, than she has made since she joined ESPN back in 2007. Which, by the way, I can't imagine Sage Steele is going to be working at ESPN for much longer. You guys know how it works at ESPN. You either take the route of Stephen A. Smith, bow your knee, pucker up your lips, and kiss the ass of the agenda, or you take the route of people like Kurt Schilling, who are not afraid to speak out against the lunacy, who don't fall into the trap of groupthink. Sage Steele has chosen the latter path. She has chosen to speak her mind, have her own opinion. At the risk of losing her high-paying job, Sage Steele is speaking out against things that she doesn't agree with. I think I told you guys last week, but last summer, Sage Steele was the only voice at ESPN speaking out against athletes who were promoting social justice. She was pushing executives at ESPN to have an honest conversation about race in America. Now, what did ESPN executives do? They put together a primetime special to talk about social justice and race in America and excluded Sage Steele from being involved because, God forbid, we have someone on the panel with a different opinion. That primetime special was the lowest rated primetime broadcast on ESPN in over 25 years. Sage Steele made headlines last week when a clip from her appearance on Jay Cutler's podcast was released. Now, while I'm on Twitter yesterday, tweeting about my disgust with Sean Payton, I noticed that Sage Steele was trending again. I was like, why? I mean, the Covey commentary that she was talking about, that was 3 or 4 days ago. I can't imagine that is still a trending topic this far later. It wasn't. More clips were released from Jay Cutler, and this time, Sage Steele sent woke Twitter into a full-blown panic over comments that she made about Barack Obama and women in sports media. I'm going to play you the clip about Barack Obama, and I'm going to pray to God YouTube allows it to go through. I don't know if you guys saw the video I put up this morning on NASCAR, but YouTube would not allow me to play the clip from NBC, even though it was only like 30 seconds long. They refused to let me upload the video because of a copyright strike. So I hope they will let this one go through. If you see crazy edits in this point of the video, then you'll know YouTube made me remove the clip. I'll briefly explain it on the back end just in case the clip gets removed, but let's go ahead and roll the film.
When you fill out your census, I'm like, well, I don't know when the last time I filled out my census was, but yeah. If they make you choose a race,
yeah.
She's like, what are you going to put? I go, well, both. She's like, well, you can't. She goes, well, what if Barack Obama chose black and he's biracial? I'm like, well, congratulations to the president. That's his thing. I go, I think that's fascinating considering his black dad was nowhere to be found, but his white mom and grandma raised him. But hey, You do you. I'm going to do me.
This 26-second soliloquy sent woke Twitter, Jemele Hill, some asshole named Roland Martin. It sent all the blue check marks into a frenzy. How dare Sage Steele attack the former president over which race he identifies with? The audacity of Sage Steele attacking Barack Obama's dead father. How can she say his father wasn't involved in his life? The man's been dead since 1982. What outright disrespect and defiance from Sage Steele. First of all, I don't know what Barack Obama's father being dead has anything to do with any of this. Sage Steele was talking about the fact that he wasn't involved in Barack Obama's life growing up. Barack Obama saw his father one time since the early 1960s. You know how I know that? I read his book, Dreams of My Father. He saw his dad once in 1971, never saw him again. Number two, Sage Steele was not attacking Barack Obama. I don't feel like she said or did anything wrong here. Just in case the clip gets removed, what Sage Steele basically said, she was talking about picking a race on the U.S. Census form and how she chooses to be biracial. She said Barack Obama chooses to be black, identify as black. Even though he is biracial, he was raised by a white mother and a white grandmother and had an absent black father. She said all that was fine, his prerogative, but for herself, she chooses to be biracial. What's wrong with that? I don't understand why this is such a big deal, but that's because I'm a common sense thinker. I don't view everything through the lens of race. This whole conversation, which race someone identifies with, I don't understand it. Aren't we all supposed to be Americans? Isn't that all that matters? Who cares what race Sage Still, Barack Obama, anyone? Who cares what race they identify with? I didn't even know you really could identify with a race. Kind of like until recently, you didn't identify with a gender. You were either a dude or a girl. Now, of course, you can identify as a giraffe, and we're all supposed to accept it. I thought people were just what they were. If you're black, you're African American. If you're white, you're Caucasian. I didn't know you had to identify with it. Anyway, to people like Jemele Hill and other wokers on Twitter, Sage Still is essentially turning her back on the black community. One woker on Twitter actually called for Sage Still to be fired by ESPN because she was spouting garbage about Barack Obama. Cancel culture at its finest. I have no doubt her days are numbered at ESPN, but that's because Sage Still can't be programmed. The suits are not going to give her an SJW script and tell her what she can say. After all, they have Stephen A. Smith for that. But what I also find funny about this, Sage Still, obviously black, right? I think that's obvious. But the same people who are so offended by her are the same people who will claim Sage Still isn't really black anymore because she doesn't fall in line with the narrative. It's hypocrisy. And I've never understood this. If a black man or a black woman doesn't think a certain way, doesn't fall into that box, they treat you like you are a traitor to your own race. You're not allowed to have a mind of your own if you don't fall in line with the narrative. You have to fit into this box. You must think the same, or you risk being called out for it. They will call you a traitor. It doesn't make any sense. Now, the other statement that has Sage Still in hot water with the wokers anyway has to deal with females in sports media. The topic of sexual harassment in sports came up with Jay Cutler. And Sage Still said the same thing that mothers and grandmothers have been telling their daughters and granddaughters for 50, 60 years. She was talking about how some females in media dress. Sage Still said, although they didn't deserve to be harassed, they don't deserve lewd comments or sexual comments from men, but she said, you know what you're doing when you dress provocatively. You know what you're doing when you dress sexually. What Sage Still was basically saying, if a woman is walking around with her tits out, don't get offended when someone makes a comment about your tits. She basically said, you are inviting this type of behavior to yourself. And while it should not be this way, women, men, everybody should be allowed to dress however they want to dress. So while it shouldn't be this way, the fact of the matter is we do not live in a perfect world. There are sick people in this world and they will take advantage of you. If Tony Romo decided that he wasn't going to wear a suit during an NFL broadcast, and instead of wearing a suit, he was standing there with his dong hanging out, do you think people are not going to say anything to him about his dong hanging out? Of course they are. These people are acting like Sage Still was attacking women. That's not what she was doing. All she was saying, the way you dress, you invite people to treat you a certain way. That's not an opinion. It's just a fact. For example, let's say you go on a date with two separate women. The first girl, she dresses conservatively on your date, no cleavage showing, hardly any skin showing at all. The second girl has all her cleavage out, short skirt, looking good, tits hanging out, ass hanging out, whatever. You are going to interact with both of these women differently based on how they present themselves. It's just human nature. I'll give you another example. If I'm walking down the street and I have $5,000 in cash hanging around my neck, do I get to complain if someone tries to rob me? If someone comes up and snatches the cash off my neck, do I have a right to complain? Is the robber wrong? Of course he is. However, so am I. because I'm stupid. I invited that type of behavior to myself. It's the same concept. Look, I like it when women are dressed provocatively, to a certain extent anyway. I think people should be able to dress however they want to dress. It's your choice. But that doesn't change the fact that there are consequences to the way that you present yourself. That's just the reality of it. The woke are always talking about having open dialogue, having open conversations about race, diversity, equality, you know, all the trigger words they use. But the open dialogue they talk about, it's only open if you agree with them. Anytime someone like a Sage Steele comes along and has a different opinion, they want to shut her up. The comments on Twitter about Sage Steele, some of them are disturbing, they're disgusting. And I promise you, if people were making these same comments about a black woman who was woke, the reaction would be completely different. But because Sage Steele doesn't fall in line with the agenda, she is open to being attacked. She is open to this type of treatment. Maybe it's just me, but I don't understand the big deal about what Sage Steele said. I don't understand it. Why? I don't get what was so offensive about it. Now, of course, these people don't expect me to understand because, you know, I'm white. White people, they don't have the ability to understand the struggle. Yeah, because struggle isn't something that every person goes through. Anyway, time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on the woke. Once again, making a huge deal about comments from Sage Steele. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.